Right, our first reading is from Luke's Gospel. I'm beginning to read at verse 15.
Chapter 18.
People were also bringing babies to Jesus to have him touch them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." Thank you. Thanks, Lord.
Thank you. Very simple words you've heard many times. We're going to sing again now.
Firstly, I'm reading from Second Book of Timothy, chapter 1, 1 to 5. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, according to the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dear son, grace and mercy and peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve, as my forefathers did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers, recalling your tears, I long to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother, Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. And now I read from Philemon, which is only one chapter, and the first five verses. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother. To Philemon, our dear friend and fellow worker. To Apphia, our sister. To Archippus, our fellow soldier. And to the church that meets in your home. Grace to you and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers, because I hear about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints. Amen.
It's good to be here and to sing together, isn't it, to worship. One of the joys and one of the freedoms of living in this country that other people don't always have elsewhere. Now then, Nigel, I've known 20 years ago when I first came to Gloucester, and when I spoke to him when I came in, he said to me, I said to him, "You're still on the tech system," because he always was great with gadgets. And When they moved into the forest and left Matson, there was a hole in the system, you know, somebody was a missing link. Anyway, Nigel said, "Oh yes, we're recording the services, because when we get a great sermon, it's a pity if other people can't hear it." I thought, no pressure then. So you might want to turn it off now, Nigel. Not bother. Anyway, firstly, thank you very much for inviting us, Liz and I, to Lidbrook. this morning. It was lovely to cross over the Severn and to drive through the forest. It was a lovely morning, beautiful, no rain, glorious. And we came a few weeks ago to Beechinghurst, but we'll come to that. And it was glorious then, although we did have a little drop of rain. Anyway, we bring you warm greetings from Matson Baptist Church, which is, some of you know Matt, may know Matson, is a sort of, got the sort of reputation in Gloucester for being a bit rough, but actually it's fine. Somebody said to me the other day, it's the safest place they'd ever lived in. So, which didn't say much for the other places, but no, it's all right, it's good. And when Catherine invited us, now this will interest you, she had described you, how do you think she described you? This will embarrass her. She described you, and it could be any church, as an aging congregation, which is true, isn't it? We are all aging, day by day. An aging congregation with a young and warm heart. Would you back that up? You were nodding your head, so you got it right. A young and warm heart. And that gave me ideas for what I should talk about. Because hold on to that young and warm heart. Forget the aging bit. Happens to everyone. Hold on to the young and warm heart. It sounds great. So I thought, started thinking about it. And can you remember your first memory of someone you had total trust in? It could have been a parent, an older sibling, a primary school teacher. I can still remember my first primary school teacher, Miss Skidmore. I'm sure she was Mrs., but we called her Miss, as you did in those days. Or you may have experienced it recently. As I said, we were walking through the sculpture park at Beechinghurst the other day with our two youngest grandchildren. And they're 6 and 7. And out of the blue, they came up to me. I was walking in front. They came up to me and just suddenly just held my hand. A bit like Winnie the Pooh and, do you know that, Christopher Robin? Do you remember that picture? And you, the photograph taken from behind that. And you may have had that similar experience. As we went down the track, they were just holding my hands. They had total trust. And Jesus said in Luke 18:15-17, that passage we heard first, about children coming to me. Let the children come to me. I tell you the truth. Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. And the basis of our faith is very simple. God loves us despite our mistakes, our sins, the things we forget to do. And he sent Jesus, his son, to live, to die, and to rise again so that we might be forgiven. Sometimes we make the Christian faith overcomplicated, and we get into depths of things like transfiguration and words that you have to look up in a dictionary to find out, or on Google to find out what they mean. It's a simple faith, isn't it, at basis. And we had a baptism recently, three people just before Christmas, and three people were baptized. One had been a Christian for over 60 years. One was a young man who had come to faith and was getting involved in Bible study. And the other was a mother of two difficult children whose faith is very simple. And she finds coming to church a place of peace and friendship in a difficult domestic situation. No one of those three people was more important than the other. We all need to come to our Saviour with the faith of a child. We don't need to overcomplicate it, as Jesus said. So that's the young, keeping ourselves young. But while we need a childlike faith, we don't need a childish faith. And we need to grow up in the faith, to discover God's purposes for our lives, to help other people, to be the hands and feet of Jesus in Lidbrook and beyond. I don't know for certain, but I would hope that Lidbrook Baptist Church has been a beacon of life, of light and support for local people for over its 150 years. Is that how old you are? Amazing. Not you personally, 100. the church. And I suspect that you've been supporting overseas mission for the same amount of time. In Mattson, in addition to our BMS contacts, we've been fortunate in the past to have students from Redcliffe College, which was a Bible college in Gloucester. And they used to come and worship with us, and they used to come to the Redwell Centre, which is where the project was, the youth and community project that I worked for. They used to come and help there. One family were, and Debbie and Nigel probably remember them, the Quinteros family. That's Gwen and Marcos. They've now got two children. Marcos was Bolivian, Gwen Scottish, and the children are sort of a mixture of both. They went out to Bolivia. They had a traumatic time getting there, but they did go. And they formed a church and community project about 16, 17 years ago in a place called Cochabamba in Bolivia. And their story of faith and perseverance was an inspiration to us all. Gwen came to speak to us about a month ago because although she'd been teaching in Scotland for the last 5 years, they were going back out. Marcos had gone back out to Cochabamba and she was going to join them with their youngest daughter. The children were born in Gloucester, but they're now, you know, post school. One's at university doing a training to be a doctor, and the younger one's just finished her hires, as they call it in Scotland. But this project in Cochabamba is amazing. It's not only do they have a church, but they've got a primary school and they've got a health centre, including a resident dentist. I think we could all do with one of those, couldn't we? Especially in Gloucestershire. And they've got, because it's Bolivia and Marcos is keen on football, they've got a five-a-side indoor football pitch as well as part of this church. And it intrigued me that on that notice, it talks about having a school on your war memorial. They were the men who went to the First World War were part of the school. I wonder if the building next door was a schoolroom, wasn't it? Presumably, yeah. And when education was not universal, it would have been a refuge, it would have been the church's role. And that's very much what's happened in Bolivia. But it was an inspiration to hear them speak. So perhaps that was their calling. But what is our calling? Perhaps we're a bit too old to start a football team or to start a project in Bolivia, but God has not given up on us yet. He has things in store for us. I recently read about a man called Harold, and Harold felt so useless. He was widowed, retired, spent quiet afternoons watching shadows on the wall. I'm too old. I've lived a full life. I have no purpose. God can take me any time, he told his daughter. However, one afternoon, a conversation changed his outlook. A neighbour was having trouble with his kids, so Harold prayed with him and later shared the gospel with him. He still had a purpose, to tell others about Jesus. And then he said, as long as there are people who haven't heard about Jesus, I must tell them about the Saviour. And that reading from 2 Timothy reminds us of the two women who've been used by God to change another person's life, the life of Paul's co-worker, Timothy. Lois, Timothy's grandmother, and Eunice, her mother, had a sincere faith which they passed on to him. And similarly, we were reminded in Philemon that I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers. In his letter to Timothy, Paul wrote, day and night I constantly remember you in our prayers. So, what is our purpose in Lidbrook 2023? Well, we can pray for, and if we're able, support financially projects home and abroad that bring the love of Jesus to a hurting world. But I want to set you that's quite easy to send off a cheque or go online and do some, you know, pass on some, or just pray for a project overseas. It doesn't involve us too much. And I thought there should be a bigger challenge for us here. So I want to challenge you this morning. Children and teenagers today live in a world of distorted views, of influencers, fake news, gang culture, knife crime, low self-esteem. Some are brought up in abusive families. The list is endless. While some of these evils have always been there, the internet, which has so much potential for good, also has a lot to answer for. That's a thought of mine. I'm not sure if you share that, but it just seems to me that while it's great to be able to discover things, so often you can discover the wrong things and it influences your life detrimentally and other people's. So I think that God's call this morning is to challenge us all, me included. Can you identify one child or teenager, or it could be a young adult, a mother or a father, a young father, who you can support in prayer? It could be a grandchild, or a child who walks past your house to school, or someone from a family the church is supporting. It could be someone overseas through Compassion or one of those other charities, or it could be someone close to home. Can we support them in prayer for a year? If appropriate, can you write to them and tell them that they are loved by God and by you, that they have value, they have talents, a future and a purpose? Can you be a Harold or a Lois or a Eunice? Can you be an encourager? Can you help make the world a better place? Can you bring the kingdom of God a little closer to Lidbrook? May God bless you as a church and as individuals. I set you that challenge and I set it to myself. Can we make the world a better place this week, next week, and in the future? Let's pray. Lord, we come to you this morning and we recognize that in our own strength, we can do very little. But in your strength, we can do great things. We've sung, "How great is our God." And Lord, we just lift the people of this community of Lidbrook to you. And we lift up the people who are hurting, the children, young people, young adults who are struggling with self-esteem, with identity, struggling for love and care. Lord, help us to be your hands and feet, that as you drew children towards you and blessed them, that we too might do the same. That your kingdom might grow in this place. That this building, but not really the building, it's the people, might share your love. With the local people and beyond, that your kingdom will grow.